Women make up more than 46% of the U.S. workforce, and of those women, 40% have children under 18. Those numbers, along with intense competition for employees, have prompted many companies to begin offering new types of daycare options, including backup or emergency daycare. Mark Neutbar, member station WDUQ, reports.
When PNC Bank was planning its new 650,000-square-foot facility on the fringes of downtown Pittsburgh, the company surveyed its employees to see what it could do for them. Vice President for Work, Life, and Diversity, Kathy D'Apollonia, says that survey resulted in a backup daycare center in the first floor of the new building.
It's not designed for everyday use. It's for when parents have breakdowns in their regular care arrangements and have that panic strike that morning that their care is broken down, they have a place, they have a backup plan.
Daycare breakdowns come in a variety of forms. Nannies may call in sick, or entire facilities could close due to bad weather, sometimes with only a few hours' notice. More than 8,000 PNC employees in southwestern Pennsylvania can now manage those daycare emergencies by bringing their children to the company's backup daycare center as many as 20 times a year. On a recent school holiday, the center served 48 children. It usually operates with a much lighter load. Center Director Gretchen Love says her full-time staff of 8 keeps busy on the slow days.
We take advantage of our low days to prepare for the higher times. We take the advantage of that for training. They clean, help each other, decorate.
On your mark, get set, go!
On this day, a group of youngsters is racing boats in the facility's water table while infants are being cared for in another room and a school-aged girl is playing a computer game in a third. Emergency daycare in one form or another is being offered by a growing number of businesses, with large companies leading the way. Susan Seitel is the president of Minnesota-based Work and Family Connections. The nonprofit group helps employers evaluate their work-life offerings. She says she is pushing this type of daycare.
When employees need it, they really need it now. And you can always cost justify it, because if an employee is gone because their child care fell through, you pay a cost.
Adding an emergency daycare program can create new problems. At some companies, childless workers complain that fellow employees with families are receiving preferential treatment. Judy Presser of Work Family Connections of Boston consults businesses on workplace issues. She says many companies try to offset such envy issues by offering benefits like tuition remission, which are most often used by younger workers. She says in the long run, backup daycare centers build a better company overall.
They're working pretty lean these days. The absence of a teammate may mean that I'm taking on a greater burden that day. And so certainly the fact that you can come to work really does have an effect on me.
PNC employee Jeff Gray has taken his 5.5-year-old daughter to the daycare facility a number of times since it opened 6 months ago.
The day she does come down here, we usually schedule lunch together. So she'll spend her mornings here. I'll have lunch with her, and we'll spend a little time together. And then I'll go back to work. She'll come back down here and finish out her day. She likes coming down. As a matter of fact, there have been days when we scheduled lunch together and when she didn't want to come up and have lunch with Dad.
Jeff uses the center when his daughter's school is closed for non-bank holidays and on snow days. His boss, Regis Reinersman, says those bad weather days are when he needs Jeff at his desk the most.
With the work he does, it's actually very important because he deals with transportation and courier companies. And on snow days, guess what? They have some issues. So knowing that he's going to be here to help facilitate phone calls, and that certainly works well for us.
PNC is currently assessing the center's staffing needs for the summer months. Emergency or week-long usage is expected to increase as parents rely more heavily on in-home or small group daycare, which often falls through when the lone care provider calls in sick or takes a vacation. For NPR News, I'm Mark Neutbar in Pittsburgh.